Now, what does the Bible say in verse 17? Verse 17, let the elders that what? Look, is it just me or does this come up over and over again? I don't think this is some isolated scripture, one verse being taken out of context. No, this is over and over and over again. Rule, rule, ruler, ruler, ruler. And yet many people just completely ignore this doctrine. Ah, you're one of those people that believes in pastoral authority. That's what the Bible teaches. It's what the Bible says. And you know what? This house church movement of a bunch of people just getting together and hanging out with no qualified pastor, no one meeting the criteria of 1 Timothy 3, no one meeting the criteria of Titus 1, no bishop, is not following a New Testament model. And they can say, oh, we're just like the New Testament. We had all things common. No, you're not. You're not following the clear directives and teachings that the Apostle Paul laid out over and over again for how the church is supposed to be laid out. Look at 1 Timothy 5:17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Now, what is the Bible teaching here? It's saying, look, first of all, honor and respect the pastor. The pastor should be counted worthy of double honor if he's laboring in the word and doctrine. It says that he is ruling well, hopefully. And it says that we should not receive an accusation against him except before two or three witnesses. It doesn't say believe an accusation against him. It says don't even receive an accusation against him but before two or three witnesses. And then that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Now, if you don't bother turning there for sake of time, but back in Deuteronomy, because this is a quote from Deuteronomy, where the Bible talks about someone who would be a false witness, where false witnesses would rise up, and the Bible says, of course, that they need to be punished so that others would fear, people who would make false accusations, and we won't turn there for sake of time.